Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, today we pause to observe 14 years since the attacks on New York, Washington, and the crash at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And guys, the stories of heroism, not only of the first responders on the ground, but the literal armada of ferries, tugboats, boats of every description and kind that descended on Lower Manhattan and moved people in the largest water evacuation in history. Those stories seem as real and current today as they did in the weeks following the attacks. It's a somber remembrance, I know you agree, and it's a reminder that we're not guaranteed even one more hour on this earth. Things can change in a literal heartbeat. And friends, perhaps you have something you'd like to share concerning that day. We would welcome your calls right now to 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We all were just talking about that day, and do we remember where we were? And all of us know exactly where we were when we first heard the story. I was at home. I saw the story break when the first plane hit the first tower. Got in the car, headed into work, and started listening to my normal sports radio station on my commute. And those guys were covering the story. I think some of the best, most human coverage of that event that I heard during that particular time. I just really praise those guys at 1310 The Ticket right here in Dallas for the humanness that they brought to those events. And then I got to work, and we just watched the story unfold for the rest of that day. And, of course, we have a live radio broadcast. Right. And, you know, the question was, do we go on? Do we just air a repeat? What do we do? And we decided we're going to go on live because there's people that are going to have questions. And one of the first questions that we got on that particular day was from a lady who was just scared beyond belief, the fear that story put into her heart. And she started wondering, what if I had been in one of those buildings? And just mortality just stared her right in the face. And she wanted an answer. She wanted to know, is there life after death? And that day we were able to lead her into a saving relationship with Christ Jesus. And there were several people that prayed along with her on that particular day who, you know, sensed their need for something more than what this life has to offer. And I know there's many people out there experiencing devastation today. Maybe a loss of a loved one, maybe something else going on in their life, but they just feel devastated. They feel without hope, that they're helpless. And I just encourage you today to realize that Jesus Christ is the answer for you. He went to a cross 2,000 years ago to take away your sins. He was buried, and then on the third day was raised back to life, never to die again. We read stories of other people that were raised back to life, but they died again. Jesus was not one of those. He lives today. And he is standing at the door of your heart knocking, saying, I want to come in and be your life. I want to come in and give you comfort in the midst of your devastation and pain. I want to come in and be your peace in the midst of whatever storm that you are going through today. And folks, if you're out there listening and you sense that devastation and you sense that emptiness, Jesus is saying he wants to give you life right now. And if that's you, could I just lead you in a prayer, just as we do with many people on this particular broadcast? But I want to just lead you in a prayer. And I want you in your heart to cry out to the Lord Jesus to come and live inside of you. And so if we can just pray for a couple of minutes. Lord Jesus, thank you that you demonstrated your love for each and every one of us. Thank you that you died to take away our sins. And thank you that you died to take away my sins. Thank you that you were raised back to life so that I could have life everlasting, so that I could have hope in the face of death. And so, Lord, I confess my sin, I confess my need, I confess that you're the only solution. And so I say right now with my lips that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and I ask you to come and live inside of me, to take up residence in my heart, to bring me comfort, to bring me peace, to satisfy my soul in a way that nothing in this life can do. And so, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart right now, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and to be my best friend. It's in your name that I pray. Amen.
And this is Basic Gospel. And friends, if you happen to pray along with Bob along those lines and ask the living Christ to come and be your life and to give you his grace, his love, his mercy, we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. That toll-free number is wide open right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. If that's your heart, we'd love to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to share concerning this 14th anniversary of the attack on New York, Washington, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, we would love to hear from you right now and have you share your story as well. So again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. Right now, we await your calls. Guys, shifting gears just a little bit, but not too much. This is from Madeline, who lives in Hearst, Texas, and lives on our great Dallas area affiliate, The Word, KWRD-FM. She says, please explain Romans 11, 21, and 22. As believers in Christ, can we lose our salvation, or can our branches be broken off? And again, that's from Madeline in Hearst, Texas.
Well, thank you, Madeline, for asking that question. These chapters in Romans 9, 10, and 11, are some of the most confusing chapters in the Word of God. But there is a key to understanding it. And I think the key is to see that Paul is talking on a grand scale, a broad scale, yes, rather than getting down on an individual level. So he is talking to two people groups in this particular section. He is talking to Jew, and he is talking to Gentile. And in God's grand scheme of things, in his plan, he is offering salvation to both Jew and Gentile. But there were things that he needed to do so that both could be prepped and ready to receive at the appropriate time. And so that's what he's dealing with here in these particular chapters. So in chapter 11, when he talks about cutting off some branches and grafting in others, he's talking about Jew and Gentile. So the Jew, that group of people were his chosen people. God chose Abraham. And through Abraham, the world was going to be blessed. And so they were part of this great plan of God. And Gentiles were outside of that. They were excluded, as Paul writes in Ephesians. But God always had in mind to bring them in.
Yes.
That's why the promise to Abraham is so important to this particular discussion. Why? Because God said to Abraham that through his seed, the entire world, all nations, would be blessed. That was both Jew and Gentile nations. So we're going to see how all that's going to take place. So he's saying, you know, the Jew rejected the offer of life through Christ Jesus. So they were put on a back burner so that Gentiles could be saved, so that this gospel message could go out to Gentiles and they could receive, be born again, grafted into this tree of Christ Jesus. But there's going to be a time when this gospel message circles back to the Jew and they're going to respond. So he's saying to the Gentiles, don't get cocky about that.
Yeah.
Don't think you're something special. This is all a by grace through faith reality. It is simply by God's grace that we can be grafted in and experience life in Jesus Christ. So he's talking about Jew and Gentile, and I think when you hold that through this entire section, it really clears it up, doesn't it, Richard?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's so important to realize that even though God chose Israel, what he chose them for was to respond to him by faith. He was going to bring Messiah through them. That he promised to do. But their role in that whole thing was to respond to the Messiah, the coming Messiah, and then when Jesus actually showed up, to respond by faith, say, yes, this is the Messiah that was promised. And so their unbelief, the refusal to accept Jesus, is no different than a Gentile like me, if I'm arrogant, and say, well, you know, God rejected them, obviously he's going to choose me. No, he has chosen me to respond by faith to the grace that he's brought me in Jesus. And so both Jew and Gentile are saved the same way. We both have the same problem of unbelief otherwise.
Right. That's exactly right. I give this example sometimes, you know, here in the state of Texas, there's the University of Texas, and their big rival is the University of Oklahoma. And every year, I mean, they come to Dallas and play that football game, and boy, they are really adamantly opposed one to another. So what if Jesus had showed up on the University of Texas campus?
Uh-huh.
He came to the students at the University of Texas. Now, would anybody on the campus of the University of Oklahoma accept Jesus? No, he's a Longhorn.
Yeah.
He's not one of us. He's not like us. But what if the Texas people rejected him? And then he went and said, hey, these Texas people rejected me.
Uh-huh.
And the Oklahoma folks were like, then you're one of us.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Come
on in. But they're going to find out soon enough that he's really for Texas as well. But they're going to rejoice with that. They're going to be happy with that. And so when he goes back and resurfaces, you know, on the UT campus, the Oklahoma folks are going to be ecstatic with that. That's what he's kind of saying here.
Yeah.
You know, he came to the Jews. The Gentile world couldn't stand the Jews. So they weren't going to accept something that was totally Jewish. So in their rejection, the Jewish rejection of Jesus as Messiah, and that doesn't mean all the Jews rejected. There on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added to the church. And so the first Christians were predominantly Jewish Christians, but the Jewish leaders and the Jewish nation as a whole rejected Christ. That opened up the door for that gospel message to go to the Gentile world. And Paul was the one that took it. And boy, it spread like wildfire. But all along the way, Jews were on a small remnant basis,
yes,
were being saved by grace. But there's going to be a time when, as this scripture says, all of Israel will be saved. What a glorious day that will be.
I don't have any idea how or what that means, but I can't wait.
Oh, I know it. I know. My goodness, that's going to be something special.
Absolutely. Well, Madeline, hope you're hearing this, and hope it's an encouragement to you. And friends, if you can't get to the phone, as we say so often, while we're actually on the air live, we encourage your email question to us at basicgospel.net. Just drop it to bob@basicgospel.net. 3 weeks from today, something special starts on this broadcast, and that is we're going to enter into a teaching series centered around our study guide called The New Covenant Journey. And friends, we would love for you to be prepared to take part in that and be an active part in it, and pick up your copy of The New Covenant Journey simply by going to our website, visit the store, and under the Resources tab, and you'll find the study guide section there in the store, and you can pick up your copy in advance of The New Covenant Journey and be ready to study with us through it. I think it's going to be a fantastic study, and we hope you're going to take part in it.
Boy, we really do. This Bible study guide that we have, The New Covenant Journey, it really takes a look at these eight truths that we've been talking about this month: the new covenant, the deity of Christ, the authority of the Word of God, the meaning of the cross, the reality of the resurrection, our new identity in Christ, how we should live, and that's a discussion between law and grace, and then faith, hope, and love, the three distinguishing marks of every believer. And we're just going to have a great time going through this particular series. So it's going to be an on-air live radio Bible study every Friday, starting Friday, October 2nd.
3 weeks.
So get your study guide and get ready for Friday, October the 2nd. It's going to be a great day.
Absolutely. Other events coming as well.
We do have other events. October 4th, we're going to be at the Park Meadow Church in Waxahachie, Texas. This is a Sunday event. All those in the KWRD listening area
and
our KBBW affiliate down in Waco, Texas, we invite you to come and be a part of that. That's October 4th at the Park Meadow Church in Waxahachie, Texas. October 24th, we're going to be at the King's College in New York City for our Simply Grace Tour.
Yeah.
So that's a Saturday morning. We need you to register for that. There is a small cost. I think it's $30 to take advantage of that, to be a part of that. But with that $30, you're going to get a copy of the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'll have other resources there for you as well, but that's going to be a great event. And then on November 7th at the Grace Community Church in Bristow, Virginia, the second stop on our Simply Grace Tour, and we welcome you to that as well. So we've got a busy October and early November for us, but we're looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting so many of you at these events.
Full information, of course, is under the events tab at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, just click events, and it has all the information right there. Well, again, some open lines, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis, and we're glad you've joined us. That number, 844-322-2742. Again, in the U.S. and in Canada, toll-free, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question from Joel. Actually, he had several questions. We'll treat one of them here. He listens online in Garland, Texas, and he says, my wife and I both have come to know and understand the love and grace of God through both your ministry and that of churches that we've attended over the years. Over the past summer, our small group study from church did a series on Revelation and opened up some new questions. Perhaps you could address one or two of those for me. Here's the first question. A new story that is only now just beginning to gain some traction is the upcoming United Nations conference to discuss what is being called Agenda 2030, in which it has lofty aims to end poverty and unemployment, but could also be seen as a veiled attempt at a global centralized government. That, combined with the Pope's visit at the same time, has conspiracy theorists churning. I know we are not to give in to fear of the unknown, but should there be a cause for concern in the evangelical community?
Well, I don't know that there should be a cause for concern in the evangelical community. I think we have to realize that there are spiritual forces at work, dark forces at work. Satan has an agenda. He wants to rob Christ of his glory. He wants to dethrone God the Father. He wants to keep those who are children of God from experiencing the new life that they have in Christ. That's his agenda. And so he's carrying out that agenda on a number of fronts. Individually, he attacks us, doesn't he?
Yep.
He accuses us. He tries to deceive us. He lures us with temptations, all of those things to get our eyes off of Christ. So there's that individual front that Satan has an agenda, and we need to be discerning believers to understand what his schemes are so that we can see right through it and just simply reject. Then he has schemes on family fronts and community fronts and national fronts and global fronts. And what his ultimate aim is to gather the whole world in rebellion against God and try to gather as many people as possible to stand in rebellion to God and try to defeat God once and for all. That's his plan. Yeah. That's his scheme. Well, how is he going to work that? How is he going to make that happen? Well, through world events. So, sure, I don't think we have to say, is this a conspiracy? That sort of thing. No, it's just the blatant work of Satan in this world today through the world system that he put in place way back at the Garden of Eden. So,
and you don't have to be, you know, wearing the tin hat to believe this stuff. This Agenda 2030 is a very open, very celebrated United Nations deal. They have a website dedicated. You can go to it and see what their lofty goals are. This isn't something that's happening in the shadows. And the problem with conspiracy is that people try to take known things and push them into the shadows. Well, let's shine the light of Jesus Christ on things and make the shadows go away. Just like you said, Satan's goal is to destroy everything he can destroy. He would destroy God himself if he thought he could get away with it. Well, we know that. So anytime we see something like this that seems to be a one-world government or a one economy or throwing away all sovereign currencies, and there's all kinds of stuff floating around out there that's real. I mean, we're not making it up. Don't panic. Go right back to the Bible and see that our Lord, our Jesus, is completely victorious regardless of what Satan can try. There is no need to fear. There's no need to be wringing our hands. We know who we have believed, and he is able to save us completely.
Yes, indeed. And it kind of ties into what happened 14 years ago. Uh-huh. You know, there was a massive loss of life. I think 2,977 people lost their lives on that particular day through those three plane wrecks, the twin towers, the Pentagon, and the farm in Pennsylvania. That's the biggest loss of life on American soil in our history.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah, civilian life.
Yes. And how did that happen? Evil is in this world. That was a demonic event. No doubt about it.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely no doubt about it. What should that do for us as believers to recognize the urgency of this gospel message? It should compel us to rise up, to stand up, and to be voices in this world of darkness. People need Jesus. Communities need Jesus. Families need Jesus. Nations need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. There is no other solution.
Absolutely.
What Satan wants to do is to kill. Thank goodness we have a Lord who has already defeated death. He has rendered Satan's only weapon useless, totally useless. You can imagine what Satan thought when Jesus was hanging on that cross. I've got him. Yeah. I've got the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's dead and gone, never expecting that 3 days later he would rise victoriously.
Yeah.
And boy, that disarmed Satan like nothing that you can imagine. And we as believers are alive. And even though this body may die, we live because Jesus lives.
Yes.
That is the gospel message. And the world needs it like never before. So don't let this evil that's going on out there in the world cause you to shrink back. Let it embolden you to rise up and to be a voice, to connect people to the life, the love, the mercy, the forgiveness of Jesus. He is the hope for individuals. He is the hope for this world. There is no other message than him.
Absolutely. And I can't think of a better way to support that message than to give through Basic Gospel, because we are here every day proclaiming the fullness of the love, life, grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the absolute total forgiveness that we have in him. You know, the truth about him has a way of cutting through totally the litter and the clutter of all the religious stuff that we go through and reaching directly into the heart. And it's our privilege to deliver this news this truth on Basic Gospel Every Day. We need your ongoing prayers and financial support to keep broadcasting this good news, and you can come alongside of us and partner with us to help get the word out. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. And remember, for your gift of any amount this month, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's series, The Power of Eight, Transforming Truths Every Believer Should Know. Well, we're out of time for this edition. We'll see you after a wonderful weekend in the Lord Jesus on Monday. Bye-bye.